Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
when I masturbate to porn, I can last 15, 20 minutes before I ejaculate. And without porn, it could be 30 minutes, even 45 minutes. Is it a bad thing to last too long?
Men, like women, vary in terms of how they experience sexual arousal and orgasm. It is not unusual for men to describe feeling more or less aroused or more or less easily orgasmic in response to different sexual behaviors or experiences. For example, some men find it easier to orgasm from intercourse than oral sex. Others find that it's easier for them to orgasm or quicker for them to orgasm from masturbation than from vaginal or anal sex. So it varies. Watching porn can be highly arousing to some men. If it helps you to feel very excited or aroused and you enjoy its role in your masturbation, then it's not necessarily a bad thing. However, if you'd like to try to enhance your arousal during masturbation in other ways, there are plenty of options. For example, you might try texting with a partner, trying different hand positions, using lubricant or no lubricant, fantasizing, or trying sex toys such as the fleshlight or a masturbation sleeve. I'd also like to ask you to consider whether you're lasting as long as 30 or 40 minutes without porn because you want to, or because you can't come sooner even if you try. If you're taking your time and lasting longer to enjoy the sensations, then more power to you. If you find that you're unable to come sooner as much as you try, then expanding your masturbation routine as described earlier might help your body adapt to different types of stimulation. Even if you cannot come sooner, try to not let that trouble you. Masturbation is not the same as partnered sex, and you may find that during sex with a partner, your experience of ejaculation and orgasm are quite different. To learn more about ejaculation and learning to control the timing of your orgasm, check out The New Male Sexuality. You can learn more about this book and other resources on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.